And the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-1. Line down to left field line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky.
1-0.
Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam. Home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered. Deep to left field. Out to the wall. Gone.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Welcome back to Maimonides Park. It's a Wednesday morning education day game this morning between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Greenville Drive. Hey, everyone, with Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. The Cyclones trying to get back in the win column just one day after Greenville took the opening game of this six-game set between the Mets and Red Sox High A affiliates. 5-3 was the final last night in favor of the Drive. They go 5 runs, 11 hits on no errors, left 7 men. For Brooklyn, they could muster only 3 runs on 8 hits with an error and 6 left. All three of those Cyclones runs coming courtesy of an Alex Ramirez 3-run blast in the bottom of the 7th that at the time tied the game at 3 runs apiece, but it was Greenville who plated 2 more in the top of the 9th on a 2-run bomb off the bat of the 9-batter Nick Decker. So Justin, despite Ramirez's late heroics and one of the more exciting home runs that Brooklyn has had this season, late stages to tie the game coming from one of their top prospects, the Cyclones still fall down the stretch. Ultimately,
that's been a trend for them throughout the course of this season, is having these great comebacks but not being able to get all the way back. And that was the case last night. A lot of really, really tight defeats throughout the course of the year for Brooklyn. They've struggled in two run games throughout the course of the campaign. You look at the numbers for Brooklyn coming into play here on Wednesday in those tightly contested ball games, 1-run games, Brooklyn 7-10, 2-7 in 2-run games this year. So that's 9-17. You take that out of the equation, and the Cyclones are 13-12, I believe, so far on the campaign. So a winning record when you take out those tightly contested games. So Brooklyn going to try and continue to find ways to be better at securing those kinds of victories, and no better way to start than today.
And the Cyclones will try to do just that against a Drive team that enters the day tied for first place in the South Division of the South Atlantic League. Of course, with the Winston-Salem Dash, who they trailed yesterday, but the win yesterday for Greenville pulls them even. Greenville at 29-23, the Dash right there as well at 28-22 with a couple of less games played. But you mentioned Ramirez in that 3-run home run that he hit to tie the game yesterday. Ramirez, someone who is really swinging a hot stick right now for Brooklyn, didn't necessarily have the best series collectively at Jersey Shore last week. Hit .238 with a homer and 3 RBIs in that series. But you look at his last couple of games, all told, he's 5 for his last 10 with a pair of home runs, a double as well, 6 RBIs. Justin, it doesn't matter if he's in the leadoff spot, if he's a little lower in the meat of the order. This is someone for Brooklyn in number 25 who is going to produce, whether it be scoring those runs himself or knocking in runners on the base paths.
Ramirez had a couple-day break while the team was on the road in Jersey Shore. Did not play on Friday. Only entered in game 2 of Saturday's doubleheader after Cesar Berbessi got hurt and went 1-for-2 in a reserve role in that ball game. And since then, that's really been what has helped make things click for Ramirez over the course of the last couple of days. You look at the 3-game hitting streak for him, home runs in back-to-back games. Only the second time this season Brooklyn has had a player homer in consecutive contests. So it's been encouraging to see from Ramirez over the course of the last couple of days, who has had a very good season, although the batting average probably not quite as high as he would like it to be. But he's been drawing a lot of walks, now beginning to hit for a little bit more power. had an RBI double, two RBI double, I should say, in the win on Sunday as well. So things starting to pull into gear for Alex Ramirez in more ways than one.
All told, he's hitting 260 across 45 games played. And believe it or not, that 260, the highest amongst qualified batters on this Brooklyn team. But certainly room for improvement as far as the batting average is concerned to go along hand with 29 RBIs. That also leads the team with 22 runs scored as well. So Ramirez, who has been producing to say the least, he bats leadoff and plays center field today. We'll get you our full starting lineups coming up shortly here on our Cyclone pregame show ahead of Brooklyn and Greenville in game two of this six-game set. As far as this morning's pitching matchup is concerned, for the Cyclones, it'll be the right-hander Yoander Suarez, wearing number 38, comes into today's matchup making his eighth start, ninth overall appearance of the season so far, and will try to lower an ERA that sits at 7.5 even right now and a 1-4 record. The big issue for Yoander has been the walks. 25 walks in 30 innings pitched. He's had some starts where he's looked very solid, but had some others where he hasn't necessarily lived up to the back of his baseball card. So Suarez will try to get things going in the right direction. He'll oppose another number 38. It's Isaac Coffey for Greenville. Coffey, someone who has really enjoyed just a masterful start to his 2023 campaign. He's logged 49 2/3 innings to the tune of a 2.54, a shiny ERA in nine starts, a sub-1 whip, a 4-2 record, and how about this for a strikeout-to-walk ratio, 69-8. And this was a little unexpected for Coffey, not necessarily someone who entered the year as one of the more prized prospects in the Red Sox system. He currently is outside the top 30, according to MLB Pipeline, but you have to figure, similar to Tyler Stewart with Brooklyn, when you've got numbers like that, it's only a matter of time until you're cracking the charts. And Coffey will look to continue that tremendous start to his season today on a matinee edition of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball here on this Wednesday morning, Education Day. From Maimonides Park. We'll take a short break, come back with starting lineups before first pitch between Brooklyn and Greenville on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
The history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Oh. Opening lineup cards being exchanged at home plate as we speak at Maimonides Park ahead of a Wednesday Education Day matinee between Brooklyn and Greenville. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. We'll get you on your way with Justin Rock for first pitch between the Cyclones and the Drive coming up shortly. But first, let's get a check of today's starting lineups. First for the visiting Dash at 29-23 entering the day, tied for first place in the South Division of the SAL. Their lineup goes as follows. Max Ferguson leads off for a second consecutive day and plays second base. Then Edinson Paulino, the shortstop in the two-hole tonight for Greenville. Blaze Jordan, the three-batter, is over at third base, followed by Brian Gonzalez, the right fielder. It's the same one through five as Tyler Miller rounds out that group. He hits fifth and plays first base. So that one through five, the same exact five yesterday that Greenville rolled with. More production out of the bottom of the order yesterday, though, for the Drive, at least relative to what the top half could muster. Bottom of the order looks a little different today, though, for Greenville. Eduardo Lopez bats sixth and plays center field. Then Nick Decker in the seven hole bumped up two spots after his game-winning two-run home run a night ago. Decker was the DH yesterday. Today, he is in left. Alex Arrow does the catching, a day off for Ronald Rosario, who was yesterday's catcher. Arrow in the eighth spot, and then it's Keir Meredith, the designated hitter, rounds out the order. He hits ninth. And again, the starting pitcher for Greenville today is Isaac Coffey, the right-hander out of Oral Roberts University, 10th round selection in the 2022 draft by the Red Sox organization. Now for the home Cyclones at 22-29, still trying to crawl their way out of the basement of the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Chris Newell's lineup like this. Alex Ramirez leads off after his three-run home run yesterday and plays center field. A day off catching for Kevin Parada, but he is in the lineup batting second and handling the DH duties. William Lugo in the three spot. Lugo the shortstop, where he's been playing as of late. Then it's Omar De Los Santos cleaning up out in right field. Jalen Palmer after him, opposite De Los Santos out in left. Chase Estep hits sixth and is at first. Then Mateo Gill, the third baseman, bats seventh, followed by Drake Osborne doing the catching, hitting eighth. And DeAndre Smith, a second straight day in the lineup, playing at second base. Probable pitcher tonight for Brooklyn is Yoander Suarez, making his eighth start of the summer. He toes the rubber against Coffey for Greenville. So it's the Drive and the Cyclones on an Education Day coming up after the break.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back out to Maimonides Park on Coney Island. Yoander Suarez just completing his warm-up throws on the hill. Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowicz getting you ready for first pitch as Max Ferguson gets ready to stroll into the batter's box. Ferguson 1-for-5 for Greenville yesterday in the opening game of this series. Suarez ready atop the hill. Ferguson ready in the batter's box. Our first pitch of the day popped in the air. Inside the infield, Mateo Gil adjacent to the pitcher's mound. Now a step or two in front. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out. And we are underway on this Wednesday morning at 11:01 Eastern time. So one up, one down. Now it is Edinson Paulino. The Red Sox number 11 prospect, 1-for-5 yesterday, struck out twice. Suarez from the wind, his first pitch, a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Paulino hitting at .238, three home runs and 21 RBIs. The 0-1 from Suarez, and this popped in the shallow center field. Backing up is Lugo, waving everybody off, and in at shallow center. The 21-year-old makes the play for the second out. So a couple of pop flies induced by Suarez. Two out in the top of the first. Brings up Blaze Jordan. Jordan had an on-base streak snap yesterday. Went 0-for-5, hitting at .306. Seven homers, 36 runs batted in. First pitch from Suarez outside. And it's 1-0. Yoander standing at 6'3", 253 pounds, 23 years old from Cumana, Venezuela. The righty's 1-0, and Jordan takes outside. It's two balls and no strikes. The numbers for Suarez so far this season, making his ninth appearance and eighth start. 1-4, a 7.5 ERA coming into play today. The 2-0. And Jordan takes the fastball away. It's three balls and no strikes. 34 hits allowed in 30 innings, 25 walks, 35 strikeouts, a .283 opponent batting average. The righty kicks the 3-0, and Suarez misses inside for ball four. So after retiring the first two batters of the game on a whopping three pitches, Suarez offers a four-pitch walk to Blaze Jordan, who starts a new on-base streak. And now here comes Brian Gonzalez. Gonzalez 1-for-4, scored a run yesterday. Suarez from the stretch, and the first pitch slider missing down and away. Appeal to the base umpire did not go, says Brian Laws. It is 1-0. Brian Laws on the bases. Elliot Melton behind the plate calling balls and strikes. The righty's 1-0 and make that six straight that have missed from Suarez. It's outside, two balls and no strikes as Drake Osborne runs out to have a talk with the pitcher. Gonzalez hitting at .230, five home runs, 24 runs driven in. Defensively for Brooklyn this morning, left to right of the outfield, same as yesterday. Jalen Palmer, Alex Ramirez, and Omar De Los Santos, third to first around the infield. Mateo Gil, William Lugo, DeAndre Smith, and Chase Estep, with Drake Osborne doing the catching behind home. The 2-0, and Suarez misses again outside. And it's three balls and no strikes. Suarez took the losses last start, game two of last Wednesday's doubleheader down by the shore. Only gave up two runs in three innings, did allow six hits. Throw back to first, and Jordan back in standing. Suarez walked four, struck out three. 68 pitches, 38 strikes that start. Is 3-0. And make that eight straight out of the zone. Ball four to Brian Gonzalez. So after three pitches for two outs to start, eight straight have missed. And the Greenville drive with two on and two out for the first baseman, Tyler Miller.
Well, mentioned it earlier, when Suarez has ran into trouble so far this year, the walks have been a big reason why, up to now 27 on the campaign and 30 innings and change.
Almost one per inning. And now Tyler Miller, the lefty hitter, and the former Auburn Tiger watches a curveball drop in for strike one. Miller 1-for-4, struck out, scored a run yesterday in Greenville's 5-3 win. Batting average up to .252, four home runs, 19 RBIs. Hazy skies with the sun shining. The 0-1, and Miller takes inside. It's one ball and one strike. That smoke from the wildfires in Canada that certainly made its presence felt last night here on Coney Island, still hanging around on a Wednesday morning, really obscuring the horizon beyond the outfield wall. As Miller pulls this one on the ground, fair behind first, picked up there by Chase Estep. He'll run to the bag to retire his counterpart and end the inning. No runs, no hits, two men left on walks at the end of a half. It's Greenville nothing. Here come the Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning, Isaac Coffey on the hill for the drive this morning. Quick look at the Brooklyn lineup he'll face. Alex Ramirez leading off at center. Kevin Parada, who you just heard from, batting second as the DH. William Lugo, the shortstop in the three spot. Omar De Los Santos cleans up in right. Jalen Palmer hits fifth and left. Chase Estep, first baseman in the sixth hole. Mateo Gil, hot corner in the seventh spot. Drake Osborne hits eighth behind the plate, with the Andre Smith batting ninth and playing second. Isaac Coffey, fitting name to be on the mound on an Education Day Wednesday morning. Hope you have your coffee with you on this Wednesday, or whatever your caffeine choice is. Coffey, 6'1", 205 pounds, will turn 23 later on this month. And the three-quarters arm slot delivery to Alex Ramirez is outside for ball one. Ramirez drove in all three for Brooklyn yesterday with a long homer to left. And he takes high. It's 2-0. Ramirez 1-for-4 in that game, hitting at .260, tied for the team lead with five homers, team best 29 RBIs. As Coffey misses outside, it's 3-0. Coffey from Santa Barbara, California, making his 10th start of the season, the 3-0, and Ramirez takes high for ball four. So Coffey, who came into play today with just eight walks and 49 and two-thirds innings, issues a four-pitch free pass to start today's contest. Now it's Kevin Parada. Parada extended his on-base streak to 10 on Tuesday, when 1-for-4 with a base hit. Average at .243, three home runs, 15 runs batted in. The number 11 pick in last year's draft. Coffey from the stretch. Cross step towards third, now fires. And Parada fouls it out of play to the right. It's 0-1. The numbers for Isaac, 4-2 at .254 ERA. 39 hits in 48 and two-thirds. As we mentioned, coming into play, just 8 walks, 69 strikeouts. As Parada takes down and away, it's 1-1. Coffey has won each of his last 3 starts. Dating back to May the 19th, has not allowed a run in any of them. The 1-1. Sweeps outside, it's 2-1. You look at the last 3 starts, 18 innings, a combined 9 hits. 1 hit batter had only walked 2 and struck out 30. The 2-1, Parada, a line drive out to left, drifting back to his right, Decker. And the Jersey boy makes the catch on the rising line drive for the first out. 106.5 miles an hour on the line drive from KP. One on, one out. Here is William Lugo. Had his second straight multi-hit game yesterday. Went 2-for-4, batting average up to .191. 21-for-110. As Coffey finds the outside edge, it's 0-1. 2 home runs, 8 RBIs for William. Coffey works from the first base side of the hill, the 0-1. And a breaking ball too far outside, it's even. Left to right in the outfield behind Coffey tonight, Nick Decker, Eduardo Lopez, Brian Gonzalez. Third to first around the infield, Blaze Jordan, Edinson Paulino, Max Ferguson, and Tyler Miller. Runner goes, 1-1, cut on and missed. Throw down is second by Alex Arrow, offline towards the first base side. So Alex Ramirez with a stolen bag. That is his 5th of the year. It's 1-2 on Lugo. But Brooklyn with a man in scoring position and one out. The 1-2. And Lugo out in front for strike 3. First strikeout today for Isaac Coffey. And after the strikeout, 2 down now in the inning. Ramirez stays put at second base. And now it is Omar De Los Santos. De Los, 0-for-4 yesterday, batting average at .201. 3 homers, 16 runs driven in. Righty's first pitch, and De Los Santos, a line drive into left field for a base hit. Here comes Ramirez around third, nearly stumbles, but stays upright and will touch home to score the game's first run. It's an RBI single for Omar De Los Santos, his 17th RBI of the season, and Brooklyn has a 1-0 first inning lead. 101.8 off the bat of Omar. And Ramirez able to race around to score. That first run brought to you by National Grid and their Safe at Home program. 1-0, 2-out for Jalen Palmer, and the pickoff throw by Coffey nearly sails towards the first base seats. What a job by Tyler Miller to first and foremost reel in that ball and subsequently avoid cleating De Los Santos on the back as he reached over him. First pitch to Palmer, runner goes. A strike, the throw down to the third base side of the bag, and not in time. Make it 21 stolen bags on the season for Omar. It's 0-1 on Jalen Palmer. But Omar now 11 stolen bases shy of Walter Raskin's single-season record. The 0-1 to Palmer. Out in front of the breaking pitch, it's 0-2. Jalen, 1-for-3 with a walk last night, hitting at .184, 2 home runs, 15 runs batted in. Just 22 years old from Brooklyn. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Second strikeout of the inning for Coffey, but the right-hander's 18-plus inning scoreless streak is over, thanks to Alex Ramirez and Omar De Los Santos. For Brooklyn, a run on a hit. No errors, one left at the end of 1-0 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Eduardo Lopez to lead off for Greenville as he moved to the top of the second inning. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. And the first pitch curveball from Yoander Suarez is inside for ball one. Lopez, Decker, and Arrow, the three due up in the inning for the drive. The 0-1 has pulled on the ground at first. Scooped up there by Estep on the forehand and then wins the race against Lopez by a step. And the leadoff man retired in the top of the second inning. One down. Here is the hero of last night's game for the drive, Nick Decker. Decker had an RBI double off the right field wall in Greenville's three-run fourth and then provided the go-ahead two-run home run in the ninth. Was 2-for-4. Suarez winds and fires. And a curveball drops too far down. It is 1-0. Decker hitting at a .189, 14-for-74. Two homers, seven RBIs. Our St. Mark Comics villain of the game for the second straight day is Decker. He really was the villain of the game last night for Brooklyn. As Decker takes outside, it's 2 balls and no strikes. Suarez in Brooklyn today wearing the Navy alternate Cyclones and gold script lettering across the chest. Gold numerals front and back with a red border. And Decker takes a strike on the outside edge. It is 2-1. Long black sleeves at either end of the jersey top for Suarez. Is 2-1. Decker sends it backwards. It's 2-2. White pants, Suarez has him all the way down to his ankles. Red and gold piping along the side. Navy cap, Navy bill with a gold interlocking BC logo on the front. And time called at home by the batter Decker. Suarez, white and black Nike cleats. Buried into the Maimonides Park mound. Base is empty, one out. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead in the second. Here's the 2-2. And Decker a line drive down the right field line. That one's going to stay fair, rolling towards the sidewall. Decker on his way to second. Some trouble out there for De Los Santos. And Decker will stop at second with his second two-base hit of the series. Three extra base hits in the first two games for Nick Decker here on Coney Island. And the New Jersey product having a big impact as he's in scoring position with one out. Didn't hit it all that hard, just 76 miles an hour of exit velocity. But in a good spot down the right field line. And now the drive have the tying run at second base for Alex Arrow. Did not play in the opening game of the series last night. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Was 2-for-3 with a couple of doubles and RBI. And the drive win on Sunday against Hickory. Suarez from the stretch. Kicks and deals. And Arrow takes low. It's 1-ball and no strikes. Right now on Coney Island, 69 degrees according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 78 in the sunshine. About 8 mile per hour wind gusts to the west-northwest as Arrow a line drive right at the third baseman, Gill. And bluffs a throw behind the runner at second, Decker, with nobody covering the back. So Arrow with a hot shot line drive right at the third baseman. And there are two out now. For the designated hitter, Kier Meredith. Meredith came on for Ugueto in the sixth inning last night as a defensive replacement. Went 0-for-1 and is only at bat. And the first pitch to the left-handed hitter stays away from the breaking ball, down and in. It's 1-0. Meredith hitting at 226, no homers, 5 runs batted in. Former undrafted free agent signee out of Clemson. Decker leads off second base. Suarez now kicks and fires, and Meredith waves over the top. It's 1-ball and 1-strike. Get you the dimensions here on Coney Island in just a second. First, the 1-1, and Meredith takes down and in. Nice sprawling stop by Osborne to his right. Keeps Decker stationary at second base. It is 2-1. 3:15 down the left field line here. 4:12 to straightaway center. 3:25 down the line and right. Right-hander's 2-1. And Meredith late on a fastball at 93. It is even at 2-2. 4:12 to straightaway center, further than Citi Field or Yankee Stadium here in the five boroughs. One of the longest distances out to straightaway center in baseball. The 2-2 sails up and away. And it's full 3-balls and 2-strikes. Top of the lineup, Max Ferguson waiting on deck. A peek towards second base, the payoff pitch, and this hammered down the right field line, but well foul. And we'll stay at 3-2. Mentioned the still hazy skies in and around Coney Island in New York City. Saw something last night that New York City, as of yesterday evening, had the worst air quality for any city in the world as a result of the wildfires in Canada, as Meredith takes it on the inside corner for strike three called. Yoander Suarez finishes the second inning with a flourish, his first strikeout of the day, and the tying run left stranded at second base. No runs, a hit, one man left at the end of 1.5, 1-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning. Brooklyn in front by a run. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on this hazy Wednesday. Chase Estep, Mateo Gill, Drake Osborne, if anyone reaches, DeAndre Smith. Due up in the second inning, nearing the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour. First pitch of the frame from Isaac Coffey is taken outside by Chase for ball one. Estep had a base hit last night. 1-0 out in front of the change. And it's even, one ball and one strike. Time called as Estep readjusts his batting gloves. Estep 1-for-4 yesterday, hitting at .225, two home runs, 19 batted in. And the 1-1 by the thighs, too far off the plate. It's two balls and a strike. Greenville today wearing the road grays. The 2-1, Estep fights it to the screen. It's two balls and two strikes. Greenville in red script lettering across the chest with a white backdrop. Red numerals, front and back with that same white and black border. As Estep late on the elevated pitch for strike three. Got him on the fastball at 88 from Isaac Coffey. Second straight strikeout for the 22-year-old. One out in the home second for Mateo Gill. Gill 1-for-4 with a strikeout yesterday. Hitting a .198 in Brooklyn is this tapped foul. It is 0-1. Team high tying, 5 homers, 16 RBIs. Hitting .294 in the midst of this 10-game on-base streak. The 0-1 inside nearly clipped him. And it's even at 1-1. Red piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. As Gill swings through an elevated fastball up and in, it's 1-2. Gray pants for Coffey. All the way down to his ankles, red piping along the side. It's time called. Red and white New Balance cleats. Buried into the ballpark mound, a navy cap, navy bill. With the swishing Greenville G logo on the front. 1-2. Gill puts one in the air to left, towards the line to his right, Decker, and he'll make the running grab for the second out.
Well, ever since the De Los Santos RBI single, Coffey has settled in very nicely, retired three straight since that tally from De Los Santos to put Brooklyn ahead.
Only three pitches out of the zone. That was part of the trouble for Coffey, the first four batters falling behind hitters. Now Drake Osborne. And he takes a strike on the inside half. It is 0-1. Osborne 1-for-4 with a double and a couple of runs scored on Sunday in Jersey Shore as the DH. And he takes outside. It's a ball and a strike. Osborne 8-for-61 at the plate this year. Two home runs and six RBIs. Righty offers. And Osborne takes down and in. It is 2-1. Drake reinstated off the IL on June the 1st. 2-1. Hit on the ground is short. Scooped up there by Paulino. Throws overhand to first. And Coffey has his first 1-2-3 inning of the day. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of 2-1-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey guys, here at Bicol Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bicol, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Yoander Suarez back to the mound, top of the third inning. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead on this Education Day. Fans Forest Electric New York proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance single-source electrical solution. Top of the lineup, two up for Greenville in the third against Suarez. And stepping up to the microphone, my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz. Johnny?
Hey, Justin, thank you so much. We move to the top of the third. Brooklyn 1, Greenville nothing. Cyclones trying to get back in the win column after a 5-3 loss last night in game one of this six-game set. Back to the top of the order we go, and Suarez's first pitch is a check swing from Max Ferguson. He did go around for strike one. Ferguson 0-for-1 today, popped up to third on the first pitch of the ballgame. Suarez shakes one off, now another, before nodding the approval. Into his wind, the 0-1 toss. Another check swing, and yet another time, Ferguson could not hold. So Yoander Suarez ahead quickly on the Greenville leadoff man. It's 0-2. Ferguson yesterday, 1-for-5, a pair of strikeouts. Here's an 0-2 pitch. This one golfed to the shortstop Lugo, camps under it and makes the catch. Not quite a line drive, but not quite a pop-up either. Something in between, we'll call it. And there's one away with the bases empty for Edinson Paulino. So Paulino stands in now, lefty batter, against the righty arm Suarez. First pitch on the way. In there for a called strike on the 76-mile-per-hour breaking ball for Suarez. It's nothing and one. Paulino, the number 8 prospect in the Boston organization, according to MLB Pipeline. A 1 pitch. Fastball misses outside in the righty batter's box, and it's 1-1. Paulino entered last season, ranked by Baseball America as number 28. Climbed to number 18 by the in-season rankings, and now he's top 10. 1-1 bender misses down and in for ball two. It's two balls and a strike. Bases empty, one gone. Brooklyn 1, Greenville nothing. Here on this Wednesday, still morning, just past 11:30 a.m. on the East Coast. Glad to have you on board with us on this hazy Education Day. 2-1. Swing and a foul ball flared on the left side. This one lands in the seats. And it's 2-2. Blaze Jordan on deck. Then Brian Gonzalez, the cleanup batter after him, should anybody reach. Suarez into his wind, his bright blue glove, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Paulino down on strike. Suarez has his second punch out of the morning. And there's two gone with the bases empty for Blaze Jordan.
That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints is at them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction.
Big hole on the right side for the righty batter Jordan. First pitch to him. Fouls it on the right side up over the concourse. And it's nothing and one. Blaze yesterday, 1-for-4, a run scored, a strikeout as well. 7 homers, 36 RBIs to pace this Greenville squad. One of the more consistent bats in the meat of the drive order. 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses away. And a patient Jordan in the righty batter's box works the count to 1-1. 289 a year ago for Jordan in 120 games. 1-1. Hit on the ground. A slow roller chasing the shortstop Lugo in. He fields and throws in time for out number 3. So Yoander Suarez has his first 1-2-3 inning of the day. It's Brooklyn 1 and Greenville nothing. Cyclones bats coming up in the home third on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live,
the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
1-0 Brooklyn in the bottom of the third. 9-1-2. DeAndre Smith, Alex Ramirez, and Kevin Parada due up in the frame for the Cyclones. Right now, Omar De Los Santos's RBI single stands as the difference in the early portion of this ballgame. Smith stands in now for the first time today before we go back to the top. Made his season debut last night, a 1-for-3 night for DeAndre. Spent the entirety of the season thus far on the IL before returning to action yesterday. First pitch on the way to him. Clips the outer half for a called strike. It's 0-1. Isaac Coffey back out for his fourth frame of work. The 0-1 pitch misses outside to Smith. It's 1-1. Coffey, the Oral Roberts University product. Enjoyed a nice career, 1-1. Misses inside, Smith laid off. It's 2-1. 2022 D1 Baseball Summit League Preseason Pitcher of the Year was Coffey. And his 2-1 offering in there for a called strike. And it's 2-2. Logged 7 quality starts, including 2 complete game shutouts in his final year at ORU. 2-2 is popped up on the right side. The first baseman having a reach at it, but nothing more. Maybe got some leather on it, but couldn't haul it in all the way through, could Miller. So the count remains 2-2. 1-0 Brooklyn. Bases empty, nobody out. Alex Ramirez on deck has scored the only run of the ball game thus far when De Los Santos smacked him in. 2-2 misses up and away. And Smith works the count full, 3-2. Coffey, someone who has just been masterful to start the year. The 3-2 cut on and missed strike three. Fourth strikeout of the morning for Isaac Coffey. All of the swinging variety, generating a lot of swings and misses. And now we go back to the top for Alex Ramirez with one gone and the bases empty. Ramirez walked, stole second base, and later came around to score in the bottom of the first. Coffey into his wine, first toss. Ramirez hits it off the hands, high in the air. Behind home plate, this one will be a souvenir. Alex entering play today at 260, which, believe it or not, is pacing this Brooklyn squad. Coffey gets the sign, the 0-1. Breaking ball misses just off the plate. Alex didn't bite, it's 1-1. Ramirez wearing his bright orange cleats and the red batting gloves to go on hand with it. 1-1, up and in, brushed him away. And it's 2-1. Of course, the 3-run home run yesterday for Alex. One of the more exciting home runs Brooklyn has had this year, particularly on home turf. 2-1 misses down and away. You figure late stages of the ball game. One of the better prospects in the Mets organization up to bat. Tying the game with one swing of the bat. 3-1. Misses outside for ball four. So for the second time today, Alex Ramirez is reached via the base on balls. It's a one-out base runner now for Kevin Parada. But that 3-run blast off the bat of Ramirez, just not enough. As Brooklyn faltered down the stretch, 2-run homer off the bat of Nick Decker was good enough to be the difference in the opener of this 6-game set. First time this season, the Cyclones and the Drive are seeing each other. First pitch to Parada. Golfs one on the right side into foul ground. Miller over to have a look yet again, but realizes he can't do anything with that. It landed about four rows deep, and it's nothing and one to the Brooklyn designated hitter. Kevin 0 for 1 today. Lined out sharply to left on a ball with an exit velo north of 100 miles per hour. But it was an out all the same. Ramirez just in front of the cutout on the green shaded turf. Now will make his way back to the bag as time is called. Coffey shifting gears from that full windup to the abbreviated stretch. Haven't seen that a ton today. Cyclones haven't necessarily had all too many base runners. But the righty bears down, set at the belt, a glance over towards first. Now heaves an 0-1. Parada takes a called strike, too. Arrow thought about a back pick try down to first, but didn't see the ball in cleanly on the transfer. Ramirez about two strides off the bag at first. Miller holding him on, his right foot planted on the base. 0-2. Parada hits it in the air to right field, chasing Gonzalez back onto the warning track, and he makes the one-handed catch. So for the second time today, a hard hit ball squared up by Kevin Parada, but it amounts to nothing more than a fly out, and there are two gone, with Ramirez still patiently standing off of first.
Yeah, that one, a softer line drive, only 99 miles an hour off the bat from KP.
Of course, we're used to seeing Parada consistently hit those triple digits when it comes to the exit velo, particularly on ones that he really gets. You can tell. First pitch on the way to William Lugo. Misses high. Runner goes. Throw down is not a good one. It trickles into center field, but Ramirez stays put at second base. So Alex Ramirez has his second swiped bag of the morning. And a runner in scoring position as Brooklyn tries to add to its 1-0 lead for William Lugo. No one really holding Ramirez on off of second base. Here's the pitch. Lugo takes down and away. And it's two balls and no strikes. Rather, one ball, one strike. Coffey steps off. Now toes that first base side of the rubber. Regathers himself, ready to deal a 1-1 pitch to the righty bat Lugo. Here it comes. Lugo whiffs and misses, and it's one ball and two strikes. William in the three spot today for Brooklyn, as he was yesterday. Had a pair of hits in four at-bats. And a big spot here trying to double Brooklyn's lead with Ramirez on second. The 1-2 misses just off the plate for ball two. Lugo's last two games entering play today. 4-for-7, a homer, 2 runs scored, 2 runs knocked in. The 2-2 pitch, Lugo crushes this one to left, but it sails foul. That stayed fair and would have gone beyond the trees in left field for a 2-run blast, but just couldn't time it up properly, and now another 2-2 upcoming with two gone, and Ramirez still on second base. Coffey fires a 2-2, hit on the right side this time, but foul yet again. It's not uncommon for these Cyclones hitters to be able to display an ability to hit to all fields, particularly towards the top of the lineup. Saw Kevin Parada hit a deep foul ball to right yesterday, someone who normally goes pole side down the left field line. But not a ton of guys that are only good for hitting it to left, hitting it to right, what have you. Spraying the ball all over the place. 2-2 runner goes. It's a chopper on the left side, and it's through for a base hit. Ramirez in to score easily. An RBI single off the bat of William Lugo. And Brooklyn doubles its lead. It's 2-0 in the third.
Don't see this too often, but Ramirez in motion on that pitch. And the third baseman, Jordan, raced over to cover the bag. That created an empty spot where Lugo poked that baseball. 102.8 miles an hour, comes away with an RBI.
Now Omar De Los Santos, who has the other RBI today. He flares this one on the right side. Playable for Ferguson at second. He fields and throws in time for out number three. Not before Brooklyn tacks on one more, though, on an RBI single off the bat of William Lugo. 2-0 Clones as we head to the fourth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
We move to the fourth from Maimonides Park on historic Coney Island, New York, alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowitz, 2-0 Brooklyn here as we enter inning number four. It's the heart of the Greenville order, due up though in the frame. 4-5-6, Gonzalez, Miller, and Lopez for Brooklyn starter Yoander Suarez to have to deal with. Suarez so far has only allowed the one hit, a double off the bat of Nick Decker, who went deep yesterday. A two-run home run that propelled Greenville to that 5-3 win in the top of the ninth inning. So Suarez right back to work. He gets Greenville's cleanup man Gonzalez first. Righty arm on righty bat, first pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike at 93 miles per hour on the gun. It's nothing and one. Gonzalez walked his first time up at the dish so far today. One of two walks issued by Suarez. 0-1 misses badly, down and away. And it's one ball and one strike. Gonzalez, 40 games, 230, 5 homers, 24 RBIs. To go along hand with 25 runs scored. The 1-1. And he fouls this one off the catcher's mask. And it's one ball and two strikes. Primarily with low A Salem last year was Gonzalez. 32 games, a .234 batting average, a homer and 9 RBIs for him at the low A level. 1-2 pitch, misses down and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pop has always been there, though, for Gonzalez. Obviously, his 5 homers this year had himself a multi-home run game earlier this campaign as well. Waiting on a 2-2 with the bases empty, the pitch. Hit in the air on the right side, dropping quickly. This one will be down for extra bases. Gonzalez takes a big turnaround first, chugging his way into second. De Los Santos still trying to find the baseball, gets it in now, but it's a stand-up double for Brian Gonzalez, and the driver in business with a man in scoring position and nobody out here in the top of the fourth. Now Tyler Miller next with nobody out and Gonzalez on second base. For the third time today now, Greenville has had a man in scoring position, but they've stranded each of them. First pitch to Miller, misses down and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. Nice job by Parada to keep that ball in front of him with the runner on. So Suarez toes that third base side of the rubber with Gonzalez, a healthy-sized lead off of the second base bag. The infield shifted a bit post side on the lefty bat, Miller. 1-0. Misses away, and it's 2 balls and no strikes to Miller. Tyler yesterday 1-for-4, a run scored, a strikeout. Lefty batter with an open stance, the 2-0. Swinging a sharp line drive over the middle of the infield, through for a base hit. Gonzalez will stop at third as it's a quick relay in by Ramirez. So a nice job by Alex to get to that baseball, get it in quickly, make sure Gonzalez didn't try to score, but it does put men on the corners on back-to-back hits for Eduardo Lopez. So the tying run on base, and Lopez, who stands in now, represents what would be the go-ahead run. Eduardo 0-for-1 today, grounded out to first to begin the top of the second. Suarez working out of the stretch.
with men on the corners and nobody out. The pitch misses down and in for ball one. You'd have to figure perhaps Brooklyn would trade a run for two outs here in this scenario. With a two-run lead, nobody out, and men on the corners. Suarez is 1-0, swing and a miss. Got him on the breaking ball that time, did Suarez. So the count now 1-1 to Eduardo Lopez. Lopez, someone who signed with Boston, a $1.15 million signing bonus during the 2018 international signing period. The highest the team handed out that year. Suarez a throw over to check on the runner at first, who's back easily. But hasn't necessarily really lived up to that hype. Figure you sign for a signing bonus north of $1 million internationally and comes with a certain level of expectation. 1-1 to Lopez. Cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. But Eduardo has not progressed beyond the high A level. Last year was exclusively with low A Salem. 76 games played. Did deal with some injuries as well. Two different IL stints during the course of the 2022 campaign. 1-2. Down and in towards his spikes. And it's two balls and two strikes. But up in a big spot here. His team down 2-0. Nobody out. Men on the corners. And a 2-2 count. Suarez dangles that right arm over his torso. Now comes set at his belt. Before he delivers, a 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Went to the heater at 94, and Lopez couldn't catch up. A big-time punch-out for Yoander Suarez, his third of the morning so far. And there is now one away with runners still on the corners. Of course, as always, that Painting the Corner strikeout brought to you by our friends at Lock and Solo Paints. Visit their stores in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Victor Ramos, Brooklyn pitching coach, out to have a word with his starter before we progress onward here in the top of the fourth. If you're just joining us, Education Day today, an early 11 a.m. start in game 2 of 6 between these two teams. And just because it's early doesn't mean the Thunderbolt isn't in action. Beyond the left field wall on a hazy day here on Coney Island. Of course, so much of the Northeast still dealing with the Canadian wildfires that have put air quality in a tough spot over these past few days. We saw it last night, that gloomy, spooky look almost, particularly over the ocean just offset to our right. And it persisted into the morning hours today, making for, let's call it, a unique environment here at the ballpark. So Nick Decker now, a lefty batter with runners on the corners and one away. The pitch hit in the air on the left side into foul ground. Gill, the third baseman, out to chase it down, but it lands in the seats. So 0-1 to Decker. Nick, yesterday, a big day. Mentioned, obviously, that two-run home run that was the difference in the ball game, but that wasn't his only hit. Went 2-for-4 up at the dish. So much so to a point where bumped up two spots in the lineup. Hit ninth yesterday. Now in the 7-hole today for Greenville. Oh, one from Suarez. Misses badly up and away. And it's one ball and one strike. No action brewing in the time being, at least, for this Brooklyn bullpen. So this appears as if it's Suarez's inning to go get. With men on the corners and one gone. Here's the pitch. Big uppercut hack and a miss from Decker. And it's one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez led off the frame with a double. Then Tyler Miller singled to put men on the corners before Eduardo Lopez struck out swinging. Brings us to where we are now. One ball, two strikes, one gone. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul ball back over our heads, up out of the stadium. And the count remains 1-2. Alex Arrow on deck. And it looks like they have called a balk against Yoander Suarez. So that allows the run to come home to score. So just like that, It is now 2-1 Brooklyn, and a runner on second base who now takes off for third. Throw over is a good one, but it's not in time. Well, Suarez didn't realize right away, and by the time he did, still had ample time to get the throw over to Gill, so decided to have a go for it, but the tag just not applied in time. So Miller up to third with a run already home in the frame on the balk, and a 1-2 count with the infield in and only one gone, and now time called. Not what you want, Justin, if you're Yoander Suarez. That balk really killing the momentum.
That and the subsequent frustration from the balk allowing Miller to steal third base without a pitch even being thrown. Second balk of the year for Suarez.
1-2. Swinging a rocket hit to right field. This ball back towards the track at the wall, and it's off the top of the fence. De Los Santos plays it off the carom. His throw into second is way late as the run comes home to score, and we've got a tie ball game. Nick Decker, his second double of the day. He continues to wreak havoc on Cyclones pitching, and we're all knotted up at 2. Now Alex Arrow with still only one gone and Decker off of second base. Suarez still working out of the stretch. His first pitch to Arrow is a breaking ball that misses for ball one. How about the series Nick Decker has enjoyed so far? An RBI double in the fourth yesterday, a two-run game-winning homer in the top of the ninth last night, and so far today, 2-for-2, a pair of doubles, and an RBI to tie the game. 1-0, misses badly down and in, and Arrow had to dance out of the way of it. Two balls and no strikes now to the left-handed hitting catcher. It's always nice having the luxury of production out of the bottom of your batting order, and for Greenville, that's exactly what Nick Decker has given them these past 2 days. 2-0 the count with one gone and a runner on second base. Here's the pitch. Misses in the dirt. Parada gets the chest protector on it, and time is called with a 3-0 count. Brooklyn in the home fourth will have 5-6-7. Palmer, Estep, and Gill up to bat and try to propel the Cyclones back in front. 3-0. Misses down and in, ball four. And you have to wonder how much longer the leash is at this point on Yoander Suarez. Here's like a little bit of action going on down the right field line in the Brooklyn pen, but no official throwing yet, just getting loose.
Yeah, Suarez up at 22 pitches now in the inning. And Drake Osborne out to the mound to talk. William Lugo coming in to help as well from the shortstop position, and would not be surprised to see someone up and tossing momentarily, especially with the pitch count in the frame getting up there.
Second of a six-game set between these two squads. Yesterday was right down to the wire, and by the makings of today, we've got another good one on our hands. 2-2 here in the fourth. Greenville still threatening. Pitch from Suarez. Foul tip for strike one. These two teams right back at it tomorrow. Back to the usual 7 p.m. weeknight start time. 7 o'clock tomorrow, 7 o'clock Friday night. 6 p.m. Saturday before a 2 p.m. afternoon game in the series finale on Sunday. 0-1 is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-2. If you're Suarez, a big out here. Really want to get out of trouble before you turn the card over to the top of the lineup, the likes of Ferguson, Paulino, and Jordan. With one gone and the nine batter up now. 0-2, chopped just foul. Meredith just getting a piece, and we'll try it again at 0-2. Greenville, an interesting case. You go back to May the 1st. This was a team that was 7-13, last place in the South Division of the SAL. Today, tied for first at 29-23. 0-2 pitch. misses down and in for ball one. 22-10 over their last 32 games, this drive squad, after a less than ideal start over the first couple of weeks of the season. But they've taken a turn for the better, and they're threatening here with two on and one gone. The 1-2, a comebacker over the middle of the infield, past the glove of Lugo. He got leather on it. Everybody up one base, and they'll stay there. Bases loaded. A nice job by Lugo to just get to that baseball, slow it down, and perhaps prevent Decker from scoring. But it gets no easier with nowhere to put Max Ferguson and still only the one out. Would have been a very nice play by Lugo to see that all the way through and make the catch. It is a base hit off the bat of Meredith. With Decker on third, Arrow on second, and Meredith right behind him. First pitch, Ferguson fouls it straight back. Surprised to see Ferguson first pitch swinging there, Justin, with Suarez struggling in the frame like he is?
Yes and no. Normally you would say, you know, take the pitch, continue to work the count, but that's been Ferguson's MO all day. Has swung at the first pitch in all three at-bats now.
We'll see what he does here, waiting on an 0-1. Here it comes, swings again, and this time fouls it on the left-handed side and is behind quickly 0-2. Already two across in the frame for Greenville. Yoander Suarez, Brooklyn Arm, trying to make sure this game stays tied, heading to the home fourth. 0-2. Misses down and in for ball one to Ferguson, and it's one ball and two strikes. The first run scored on a balk issued against Suarez, the second an RBI double off the bat of Nick Decker, who now stands on third. Suarez steps off before he re-engages and gets ready to fire a 1-2 pitch. 2-2 tie here in the top of the fourth with one gone and the bases loaded. The third baseman, Gill, playing well off the line on the left-handed side. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Backpick try to third is not in time. Off the chest of Gill, moves into left and allows a run to come home to score, and everybody advances a base. An ambitious throwdown from Parada, but with where Gill was playing, it was going to be tough to make that happen. And on the ricochet, Gill could get his body on it, but it was such a bullet from Parada that there was no way Gill could really slow that down if he wasn't going to make the catch cleanly. And it looks like this is it for Yoander Suarez. So a new arm in the game for Brooklyn. We'll have him for you after a short break. Greenville takes the lead. It's 3-2 here in the top of the fourth.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Vi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to VicalAutoMall.com. The Venezuelan right-hander Joshua Cornelli, new arm in the game for Brooklyn, 6'2", 235 pounds, 22 years old from Caracas, Venezuela. Cornelli making his 12th appearance, 1-1 record, a 4.58 ERA, 21 hits in 19 and two-thirds innings, 6 walks and 23 strikeouts. Yoandri Suarez still responsible for the runners over at second and third. Edinson Paulino, eighth man to bat in the inning for the drive.
Yeah, so the line not final on Suarez yet, but as it stands right now, 3 2/3, 5 hits, 3 runs all earned, 4 strikeouts to 3 walks. Should amend what I said earlier. It's Drake Osborne, the catcher, so the throw down to third that allowed the run home to score on the E2 is issued against Osborne, not Kevin Parada, who is DHing today. So Paulino stands in now with 2 gone and 2 in scoring position. First pitch, this ball hit in the air to right field. De Los Santos chasing it down into the corner, but it drops and ricochets off the fence. 2 runs in to score. It's a 2 RBI double off the bat of Edinson Paulino, and Greenville is in front 5-2 here in the top of the fourth. Less than ideal start for Joshua Cornelli. Of course, those runs will be charged to Yoandri Suarez, who was just pulled. But Greenville in cruise control here in the fourth with now 5 runs in a score in the frame.
And even with the error on the back pick at third, all 5 of those runs going to be earned against Suarez tonight.
So now Blaze Jordan, the ninth man of the inning to bat. And the first pitch misses down and into the righty batter for ball one. So these Brooklyn bats will have their work cut out for them now for the remainder of this ballgame. It starts in the home fourth with Palmer, Estep, and Gill. But the immediate task on hand, getting out of this frame. 1-0, smacked on the left side, foul. And it's 1-1 to Blaze Jordan. One ball, no strikes, 2 gone, and 5 runs home in this top of the fourth for Greenville, a Greenville squad that was barely able to muster all too much through the first 3 innings. Yoandri Suarez in a pretty good spot through 3, but the fourth unraveled on him. 1-0, a slow tapper on the left side. Lugo, the shortstop, in, zips it over to first in time for out number 3, but not before Greenville plates 5 in the inning, 5 runs. On 6 hits, 1 error, and 1 left. We move to the bottom of the fourth, 5-2 Greenville on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Well, Alex Ramirez due up 6th in this inning, should we get that far, but Brooklyn would love that, because Greenville just scored 5 in the top of the 4th to give them a 5-2 lead here in the home half of inning number 4. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. First pitch to Jalen Palmer is a breaking ball in there for a called strike 1 from Isaac Coffey. Coffey entering his 4th frame. Has only allowed the 2 runs on 2 hits thus far. Is 0-1. Hit a mile high in the air to straightaway center field. Lopez is first step in, now back, reaches up to make the one-handed catch, and there's 1 away. Brings up the first baseman, Chase Estep. Nobody on, 1 gone. 0-for-1 with the swinging strikeout. Coffey 4 strikeouts so far through 3 innings and change. Someone who entered the day well more than a strikeout per inning pitcher. 69-49 2/3. First toss to Estep. Misses just off the plate. And it's 1 ball and no strikes now to the Brooklyn first baseman. 1-0 on the way. And Chase takes a called strike on the inner half. It's one ball and one strike. Three-game hitting streak for Estep, during which 6-for-13, three runs scored, knocked in two as well. 1-1 to him, up and away. And Chase weighs off. It's two balls and a strike. Former ninth-round pick by the Mets in the 2022 MLB draft. Waiting on a 2-1. Here it comes. So late on a fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Estep calls time, steps out, and adjusts those batting gloves. Wearing number 18 on his alternate navy Brooklyn jersey. Mateo Gil in the on-deck circle. Infield slightly shifted to the right. The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Estep late. Five strikeouts so far for Isaac Coffey. Second time this morning he's gotten Estep to swing and miss for strike three. So two gone, bases empty for Mateo Gil. Should say afternoon. We are now officially past 12, just about 10 minutes past the top of the hour. On this Education Day special, first pitch misses down and in to Mateo Gil. It's 1-0. Gil is, don't know if I want to say quietly, but Gil has been swinging a hot stick that's been flying it perhaps a bit under the radar. 1-0 pitch, torch to left field, and that's down for a base hit. Just tucked it within the line. Gil chugging his way on to second, and he's in safely with a stand-up double. A TD Bank double at that off the bat of Mateo Gil. That double brought to you by TD Bank, their double up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So Mateo Gil continues to produce offensively. Extends his hitting streak now to six games, during which he's 7-for-21. Drake Osborne next. With Gil in scoring position and two gone, the Cyclones down 5-2. First pitch misses away, and it's 1-0 to Osborne. Drake doing the catching today for Brooklyn. Kevin Parada doing the designated hitting after catching last night. Night game into early day game, 1-0. Osborne flares it foul on the right side. It's 1-1. Good to see Drake back in action. Haven't seen him here at Maimonides Park in quite some time. Was activated off the IL on the first of the month, about a week ago, on the road in Jersey Shore. 1-1 upcoming, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball on the right side. Chasing Gonzalez towards the line. He camps under it and makes the one-handed catch in fair territory. So a two-out double, no sweat for Isaac Coffey as he preserves a 5-2 Greenville lead. We head to the fifth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Joshua Cornealy back out there, the second pitcher of the day for the Cyclones after Yoandir Suarez started this game and allowed all five runs in what has become a 5-2 Greenville lead. We head to the fifth, and for the play-by-play, I'll pass the microphone off to my partner, Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Joshua Cornealy out for his first full inning of relief The line now official for Suarez. 3 2/3, 5 runs all earned on 5 hits. 3 walks and 4 strikeouts, 71 pitches, 39 strikes. And the first pitch of the inning to Brian Gonzalez, led off last inning with a double. Takes outside for ball one. Gonzalez has walked and picked up a two-base hit today. He is 1-for-1. 1-0, and Gonzalez gets jammed. In the air, left side, third baseman Gill caught off by the shortstop. Lugo back into his right. And William makes the catch for the first out of the fifth inning. One up, one down at the top of the fifth. Here comes Tyler Miller. Miller, single to center. Came home to score last inning. On the RBI double by Nick Decker. Righty's first pitch and the lefty batter fouls it straight back. And the count 0-1. Hazy skies still hovering up above. Feels like more has rolled in over the last couple of innings. Hard to make out the Atlantic Ocean beyond the center field fence. The 0-1. Miller takes up and away. It's one ball and one strike. 71 degrees right now here on Coney Island. Real feel at 85. It'd be a really nice day here at the ballpark if not for the hazy smoke in the area. The 1-1 up and away. And it's two balls and one strike. Greenville in the road grays. Brooklyn in the alternate navies. This afternoon, drive of 5-2 advantage. The righty is 2-1. And Miller takes a strike on the outside corner. It is even at 2-2. Cornelli pitching for the first time since Friday against Jersey Shore. Gave up 3 runs, 1 earned, and 2 2/3 as Miller puts one in the air to left. Staying stationary as Palmer maybe took a step back at most. And he'll put it away for the second out. So two up and two down for Cornelli in the fifth. Here comes Eduardo Lopez. Lopez 0-for-2, struck out his last time. Round out to first in his first at-bat today. Cornelli, a guy who has worked himself back from injury. Righty offers, and this tapped off the end of the bat. Third baseline will do it again. Cornelli missed time in 2021. With a shoulder injury. Did not pitch at all that year, not only because of that, but also had visa issues getting out of his home country of Venezuela. The 0-1 outside, it's 1-1. So not only did Cornelli miss a year of development in 2020, but another year of development in 2021. Spent all the last year at Single A St. Lucie. As this popped third base way, Osborne racing towards the third base dugout. But it's on the roof. Almost clipped a member of the surf squad. Thankfully, everybody all right. It's 1-2. Cornelli, former top 30 prospect in the Mets organization, ranked as their number 27 farmhand entering that 2021 season. Very cerebral pitcher. Looking for a 1-2-3 frame, the 1-2. And that misses outside. It's two balls and two strikes. Third baseman Gill off the line, the 2-2 pitch. And slapped by Lopez, out of play towards the third base seats. We will do it again. This one of two afternoon games in the South Atlantic League today. Bowling Green will host Winston-Salem in Kentucky at 1:05. Everything else will start at 6:30 or later. The 2-2 off the handle. And back behind home. Stays at a 2-2 count. Sandy handing out some autographs on an education day. The 2-2. Hust off the plate away, 3-2, Cornelius. Well, it's about a quarter of the way between the pitcher's mound at first base and the first baseline. Thought he had strike three to end the inning. Instead, the count is 3-2. Lopez, 21-year-old outfielder from the Dominican. The payoff pitch. And another one sent foul off the roof of the luxury level and back down. Next pitch to Lopez will be the ninth of the at-bat. Fans of all ages chasing after it. Oh, and the adult came away with it on the toss. And now getting swarmed by the youngsters. The payoff pitch. Outside for ball four. Osborne and Cornelius took a step towards the first base dugout. But instead, Lopez on base with a two-out walk. Sixth straight game. Eduardo has reached. One on and two out for Nick Decker. Decker has been a major thorn in Brooklyn's side this week. 4-for-6 so far in the series. Three doubles, has scored two runs, and also has four RBIs. Not to mention the game-winning go-ahead two-run homer in the ninth last night. And the lefty batter takes up and away. It is 1-0. Decker, former second-round pick of the Red Sox in 2018, was part of the 2019 Lowell squad that lost the New York Penn League Championship here to Brooklyn. The 1-0 fouled off the top of the checkerboard screen. It's 1-1. Quite a few players on this Greenville roster that were on that 2019 Lowell team. Alex Arrow, who was the subject of our trivia question last night, made the final out in that ball game. Nick Decker, Gilberto Jimenez, currently on the IL, also on that team. 1-1, and this put in the air to center. Back at two is left is Ramirez, and because this center field is so deep, Alex has plenty of room in front of the warning track to make the over-the-shoulder grab and retire the side. For the drive in the fifth, no runs, no hits. One man left thanks to a walk halfway home on this Wednesday afternoon. 5-2 Greenville on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island parachute jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
DeAndre Smith will lead off for Brooklyn, bottom of the fifth. Cyclones down 3. 9-1 and 2 due up. Smith, Ramirez, and Parada. 3 slated to bat. Isaac Coffey back to work. And his first pitch taken for a strike. It is 0-1. Smith struck out his first time. 0-1 today. The 0-1. And Smith, a hard ground ball to first. Picked up at the chest by Miller. And he'll take it to the bag himself for the first out of the fifth inning. So, one up, one down. Here comes Alex Ramirez, has walked twice and scored both of Brooklyn's runs. Also has a pair of stolen bases today. Been a good day at the plate so far for Rami. Coffey kicks and comes home. And Ramirez takes a strike. It's 0-1. Breathing conditions here on Coney Island today, a little bit better than it was last night. The 1-0 fouled over the screen, and to our right, it is 1-1. Can smell the sausage and peppers, the hamburgers and hot dogs, not only that campfire-ish kind of smell permeating throughout the air as the 0-2 fouled straight back towards us. Will it make it to this level? No. Landing in front in the lower seating bowl, it is still 0-2. Any foul ball straight back to us now is always keeping your head on a swivel. A right-hander kicks the 0-2, and a breaking ball outside. It's a ball and two strikes. Baseball America came out today with their updated top 100 prospects in baseball. And Ramirez dropped out of the top 100. Pitch to him, swung on and missed for strike three. Got him on the fastball up and in at 88. And for Coffey, that is his sixth strikeout. Two out in the fifth, and Ramirez retired for the first time today. So something for Ramirez to use to light his fire. Kevin Parada dropped down to number 72 on that list. 0 for 2 today, lined out to deep right as last time. Righty offers, and this grounded back up the middle and will sneak on through into center field for a base hit. Make that an 11-game on base streak for number 11 in Navy. Has base hits in 10 of those 11 games. And Brooklyn, a two-out base runner for William Lugo. Francisco Alvarez, number 7 on that top 100 prospect list. Ronnie Mauricio, number 64. So there, your top four Mets prospects. Alvarez, Mauricio, Parada, and Ramirez. As Lugo takes inside on the breaking pitch, it is 1-0. Lugo, single to left, drove in Brooklyn's second run back in the third. He is 1-for-2. The firing hit on the ground is short, gobbled up by Paulino. Quick flip on to second and Max Ferguson. And Coffey works around the two-out base hit in the fifth. No runs, a hit, one left at the end of 5-5-2 Greenville on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Greenville up on Brooklyn 5-2 as we continue along into inning number 6 and a new pitcher in the game. It's Manny Rodriguez for the Cyclones. So Joshua Cornely goes an inning and a third, one hit, no runs, no strikeouts, and one walk. So Rodriguez now, Justin, the third Brooklyn pitcher used of the day after Suarez, who started. Cornely on relief after him. Now it's Manny's turn to try to make sure this Greenville lead expands to no larger than 3 runs, 5-2 here in the sixth.
Thank you, Johnny. Alex Arrow, 8-9-1, as you said, due up, and the first pitch from Manny Rodriguez on the inside corner. It is 0-1. Manny making his 12th appearance, 1-1 record, a 3.22 ERA. One save, 15 hits in 22 and a third innings. As Arrow rolls one on the ground a second, Smith had to make a quick decision whether to keep charging or back up on it. but able to field it cleanly and throw out the Greenville catcher for the first out of the sixth. Now it is Kier Meredith, singled and scored in the fourth. Struck out looking his first time up today. Rodriguez, 13 walks, 17 strikeouts, a 188 opponent average. Last through an 8-pitch, 1-2-3 inning against Jersey Shore on Friday. And Meredith takes low and inside. It is 1-0. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Get you the answer in the bottom of the inning as Meredith hits this one to second again for Smith to his left. And from the back of the infield turf, throws on a first for the second out. But Manny Rodriguez, back in his shortstop playing days, played for the Sydney Blue Sox in the Australian Baseball League in the winter of 2020 into the start of the 2021 calendar year, which former Brooklyn Cyclone was his teammate out in the land down under. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know the answer. As Max Ferguson fouls it aside, it is 0-1. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you. Bottom of the 12 o'clock hour, top of the sixth inning, Greenville a 5-2 lead. The 0-1 from Rodriguez. Fastball on the outside corner. It is 0-2. Manny, 5'10", 180 pounds. Will turn 27 on Independence Day from right here in Brooklyn, New York. Former shortstop. The 0-2 pitch up and in. And it's one ball and two strikes. Ferguson, Johnny mentioned yesterday, came over from San Diego last summer. Acquired along with Eric Hosmer, Corey Rozier, a minor league outfielder, and Cash. The 1-2, inside and low, 2-2. Red Sox sending left-hander Jay Groom, who actually started Game 3 of the New York Penn League Championship Series here on Coney Island, the day that Brooklyn won their last league title. The 2-2. Hit in the air deep to left. Back into his right goes Palmer towards the line in front of the warning track. Uses two hands to run it down as one Brooklyn native helps out another to close out a 1-2-3 top of the sixth. 5.5 complete. Brooklyn still down by 3-5-2 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, Isaac Coffey turns in a very solid outing. He goes five innings, four hits, two runs both earned, six strikeouts and two walks. Maceo Campbell is the new pitcher in the game for Greenville on in the home six, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Maceo Campbell first toss to De Los Santos, tries to bunt himself aboard and fouls it off. And the count 0-1. Omar 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a stolen bag. Also grounded out to second his last time up. Campbell making his 13th appearance. And the pitch on the inside. Black, it's 0-2. Campbell standing at 6'1", 215 pounds. Will turn 24 this month from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Strikes out De Los Santos on the 90-mile-an-hour fastball down. And a 3-pitch strikeout to start the night for Campbell. K Campbell, 1-1 record, is 6.62 ERA. 19 hits in 17 and two-thirds innings, 15 walks, 31 strikeouts. Last pitched against Hickory on Friday, gave up 3 runs on 5 hits in 2 innings, as Jalen Palmer takes outside for ball one. Final line for Coffey, as Johnny mentioned, 2 runs on 4 hits in 5 innings, 2 walks, 6 Ks. Leaves in line for what would be his 4th straight win, as that pitch up and away. And the count 2-0. The righty fires, and Palmer pulls his head out. Early on that pitch at 89, it's 2-1. Final line for Joshua Cornelli. Inning in a third, no runs, a hit, a walk, no strikeouts. 23 pitches, 14 strikes for Josh. As Palmer takes a called strike two on the outer half. Our Coney Combo's trivia question of the day: Manny Rodriguez playing in the Australian Baseball League in 2020 and 2021. That winner, what former Cyclone was Rodriguez's teammate out in Australia? As Palmer takes inside, it's 3-2. We'll get you the answer with two out in the inning. Campbell's payoff pitch is low for ball four, and Palmer's on with a walk. So Jalen, the franchise leader in free passes, continuing to add it to his all-time lead. Now Chasey, step with one on and one out. Has struck out twice today. He is 0-2. Campbell at a Longwood University in Farmville, Virginia. Righty offers, and Estep takes down and in. It's 1-0. It seems like more and more haze has been rolling in from center field as this game has moved along. It seems like the air quality has dropped some since we got underway today. Kind of almost looks like a series of fireworks smoke hovering over the playing surface as Estep takes a strike. It's 1-1. That's the only comparison I can ever bring it to, because that's the closest I've seen to what it has been like here on Coney Island the last few days. Throw back to first, and Palmer dives back. Supposed to clear up sometime tomorrow, thankfully, so should be good. You have tickets to come out to the ballpark tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So for those of you worried about that the rest of the weekend, no need to be. 1-1. Outside and low, it's 2-1. But the only game I can remember calling like the last 2 days was July 4th in Daytona Beach 2 years ago. And there were so many fireworks being shot off in and around the ballpark and just in Daytona Beach overall that there was a literal fog of smoke around the ballpark from the third inning on. Runner goes, pitch outside, throw down by Arrow late. It's 3-1 on Estep, and Jalen Palmer picks up another stolen bag, adding to his franchise record there as well. For Palmer, his 17th stolen base of the season. 3-1 on Estep, as Brooklyn trying to get on the board for the first time since the third inning. Dancing off second, Palmer. Campbell's 3-1. And Estep takes an outside edge strike. It's full 3-2. It was one of those things like, is there fog rolling in that day? And he started sniffing around. No, it smells like fireworks smoke, and that's exactly what it was. And it's kind of the same idea last 2 days here on Coney Island and across New York City. The payoff pitch waved at and missed for strike three. Got him up the ladder on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Second strikeout for Campbell. Two out in the bottom of the sixth for Mateo Gill.
It's almost like the pictures and videos don't even really do it justice. I mean, you look out beyond the beach, beyond right field, it's tough to see beyond those first few waves of water rolling in.
And really, the only reason we can see the boardwalk as clearly as we can is because it's just a little bit closer to us down the right field line than some of the things out beyond center. As Gill takes outside, it's 1-0. Mateo doubled in the fourth, flied out to left in the second. The righty's 1-0, and Gill sends it back towards us. That one hangs off the roof and almost hit our high home camera. And our press box faithful, I think, booing our camera operator for not catching the ball like Johnny did. Rick, the public address announcer, holding no bars. No holds barred as Gill fouls it away to the right. It's 1-2. There's Jay Riley, our great videographer. If you saw that awesome home run video from Alex Ramirez last night with Johnny's call behind it, that was Jay who shot that video. He's done a phenomenal job. Long Island product. The 1-2. And Gill takes inside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jay, a big part of our social media and video and broadcast grouping here in Brooklyn. Part of our incredible staff with the Brooklyn Cyclones and part of everybody here at Maimonides Park. Palmer at second, 2 out, bottom of the 6th, tied at 2. A look towards second from Campbell. Now his attention back to home, and Mateo takes down and away. It's full. At the 20th pitch of the inning for Mateo.
Just one letter off.
Yeah, I was going to say, leading me to some trouble. Here's the payoff pitch, and it hits him. Came too far inside with an 88-mile-an-hour fastball caught Gill right above his left hip. And it is 2 on and 2 out for Drake Osborne. Mary DiBernardo saying she thinks we lead all Cyclone broadcasters. My guess is this is in history, and the number of foul balls that have come our way so far this season.
We've got to be up there, right? I mean, in the past week alone.
It must have been something we said. Drake Osborne, the batter, 0 for 2 tonight. And the righty deals outside and low. It is 1-0. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Combos trivia question. It's a little bit of a tricky one today, but Manny Rodriguez on the bump now for Brooklyn. Played in the Australian Baseball League following the 2020 would-be baseball season. Bob Kipper, the pitching coach, out to have a talk with Campbell. But Rodriguez playing in the Australian Baseball League, winter of 2020 and 2021. Which former Cyclone was his teammate that summer, or Australian summer, I guess, with the Sydney Blue Sox? Was none other than his teammate with the Cyclones in 2018, Carlos Cortez. So both of them were in the infield for the Cyclones after the 2018 season, and then got to play together once again in 2020 and 21. They were a second base shortstop combination for many years coming up through the Mets organization. Now, of course, Manny a pitcher. Cortez still swinging at Triple A. Manny, see him every now and then, take some balls in the infield, can still pick it at short. A 1-0 to Drake, and he takes up and in. It's 2-0. Always cool seeing the different connections between players and collegiate summer ball, high school. So many different ways that this sport and community become smaller. 2-0 inside, 3-0. And now Campbell in danger of walking the bases loaded with DeAndre Smith waiting on deck.
Yeah, just struggling to find the zone right now. Have to wonder what that mound visit discussion was all about.
The 3-0 from Maceo, and Osborne taking all the way, looks at strike one. Osborne had an example of that over the weekend. Faced off against one of his old collegiate summer ball teammates. The 3-1, Osborne fouls it back again towards us. This one too high and onto the roof. And it's full 3-2. Thankfully, that one did not have a little less height. Otherwise, that was ticketed right for my nose. as time call. Base is nearly full with Cyclones. Two on, two out. Bottom of the sixth, Greenville a 5-2 lead. Brooklyn a run in the first, a run in the third. All five for the drive in the fourth. Runners will be off the payoff pitch, and Osborne sends another one back this way. And, off of the upper level, the bottom level here of the press box. And back on down. It's a tricky job trying to be a camera operator and catch foul balls at the same time. Hey, everybody. I'm the one in green, Justin Rock, alongside my sunglasses sporting partner, Johnny Gadamowicz. Runner goes. Osborne hits it in the air down the left field line towards the pole. It's gone! Drake Osborne sneaks it inside the left field fair foul pole, and we are tied at five here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 98.7 miles an hour off the bat. 329 feet, his third homer of the year. RBIs 7, 8, and 9. And Brooklyn has come back to tie the game on the home run by Osborne. And that'll do it for the right-hander Maceo Campbell on this Wednesday afternoon. So for the second straight game, Brooklyn picks up a game-tying three-run home run to knot the game up, this time at five. New arm to face DeAndre Smith when we come back. Five up here in the bottom of the sixth. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Oh, just like that, we got a whole new ball game for the second straight night. A three-run home run in the late stages of the game to tie the game. Five runs apiece after Drake Osborne, one swing of the bat, just snuck it beyond the left field fence. And Casey Cobb, the new pitcher in the game for Greenville.
And Smokey Hayes continuing to billow throughout the ballpark. Almost like a foggy night here on Coney Island. DeAndre Smith takes outside. It's 1-0. And he swings and misses at the fastball. It's one ball and one strike. Cobb, 5'10", at 200 pounds, will turn 27 later this month from Columbus, Georgia. Righty from the third base side of the hill, the 1-1. And Smith sends it straight back. It is 1-2. Pitching change brought to you by Bical Auto Mall. Visit them, 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Cobb out of Alabama, 14th appearance, 1-1, a 6.75 ERA. Is 1-2 to Smith. Hit in the air right side. This will be a souvenir. Remains at 1-2. 23 hits allowed in 21 in the third innings. 10 walks, 29 strikeouts, a 2.53 opponent average. Last pitched on Friday through a scoreless inning. Third baseman Jordan hugs the line. The 1-2. And Smith, a foul tip into the glove of Arrow for strike three. So Cobb comes on in relief, gets a strikeout to end the inning, but not before Brooklyn ties the game. Three runs on just one hit. That one hit, the big one, a game-tying three-run home run to left by the Texas native Drake Osborne. To the seventh, tied at 5 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, Cyclone fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived at Maimonides Park, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store. Third base side, Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Come out to a Cyclones game and get your sweetness on. And now for the play-by-play. My partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Thank you, Justin. 5-5 tie in the seventh. And the first pitch of the seventh is a swing and a miss on the changeup from Manny Rodriguez, Brooklyn reliever, to Edinson Paulino. It's 2-3-4 for Greenville here in the top of the seventh in this 5-5 tie. The 0-1 swinging a fly ball foul on the left side. And Paulino behind quickly, nothing and two. Greenville was in cruise control. It was 5-2 from the fourth inning on until Drake Osborne hit a three-run blast in the sixth to draw Brooklyn even. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. In the dirt, but Paulino chased, and Rodriguez has himself his first strikeout. The fifth so far of the day for Brooklyn pitching, and there's one gone with the bases empty for Blaze Jordan. In the home half, we'll go back to the top for Brooklyn. 1-2-3, Ramirez, Parada, and Lugo. First pitch, hit in the air. Shallow center field, the second baseman Smith back, called off by the shortstop Lugo, who makes the one-handed catch on the green-shaded turf for out number two. More and more haze, fog, smoke, whatever you want to call it, continues to settle on the field here at Maimonides Park. It really has taken a turn for the worse as far as vision is concerned. Two gone, bases empty for Brian Gonzalez. First pitch misses outside for ball one. But certainly one of the more unique weather days of recent memory between last night into the early hours this morning and now afternoon. 1-0 from Rodriguez, he deals. Clips the inside corner for a called strike with the breaking ball, and it's 1-1. Gonzalez doubled earlier, later came home to score on a balk. Late on this 1-1 heater, and it's 1-2. 1-2 today is Gonzalez with that double, popped out to short, also walked. Waiting on a 1-2 with two gone, bases empty. The infield slightly shifted, pole side to the left. Righty arm on righty bat, the pitch misses up and in. Gonzalez just leaned out of the way of it, and it's 2-2. Thunderbolt roller coaster, slingshot ride in full motion in Luna Park beyond the left field wall. 2-2 from Rodriguez. Hit in the air, behind home plate. Osborne back, has room, and makes the catch. One-handed snare with the catcher's mitt. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Manny Rodriguez. Stretch time in Brooklyn with the Clones bat set to come to bat. Bottom of the seventh, we'll take a short break on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey,
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, Chris Newell, Cyclones find themselves in a 5-5 tie as we enter the bottom of the seventh on a hazy Wednesday afternoon on Coney Island, back at Maimonides Park, alongside Justin Rock. My name's Johnny Gadamowitz. Thanks so much for being with us. Alex Ramirez, Kevin Parada, William Lugo, 1-2-3 for Brooklyn in this 5-5 tie in the home seventh. First, Alex Ramirez, right-handed batter, stands in now, and the first pitch to him is laced to left field, dropping quickly, but it hooks just foul. So Ramirez behind 0-1. Alex on the day, two walks, two steals, two runs, and a swinging strikeout. Ramirez, who of course played hero ball yesterday, had the game-tying home run. 0-1, chopped on the ground on the left side, stays fair for the third baseman Jordan on a backhand, over to first in time for out number one. So Ramirez retired on the 5-3, now one away with the bases empty for Kevin Parada. Casey Cobb back out for his first full inning of work out of the Greenville bullpen. Cobb, who came on in relief right immediately after the Osborne home run. And the first pitch is dirted to Parada for ball one. Maceo Campbell gave up the three-run blast to Osborne. Then Cobb came in, struck out DeAndre Smith to end the inning. 1-0. Parada scorches this one to left. It's well hit, but it hooks just foul. So 1-1 the count now on Parada. Bases empty, one gone. In a 5-5 tie. Righty arm on righty back, the pitch. Parada fouls it back. And the count moves now to 1-2. William Lugo on deck. Should things continue, then Omar De Los Santos after him. And a 1-2 count on the Brooklyn designated hitter. Defense playing straight up, the 1-2. Parada flares it in the air. Left center field gap, back towards the wall, and it's out of here. Kevin Parada puts Brooklyn in front. A solo shot. It's 6-5. That ball got out of here in a hurry. Didn't look as if it had enough initially, but it just kept going and going and going, and Brooklyn is in the lead.
Like the Energizer Bunny there, Johnny, 101.1 off the bat, 343 feet. And Brooklyn back in front for the first time since the early going.
Exactly what the doctor ordered for the Cyclones. Now Lugo, first pitch. Misses to Lugo for ball one. It's 1-0. Parada, his fourth homer of the year, and it puts the Cyclones in front. 1-0. Catches the inside corner for a called strike. It's 1-1. Lugo slices it foul on the right side, and it's 1-2. So Brooklyn back in the lead after Drake Osborne's three-run home run.
to tie the game. Kevin Parada's solo shot puts the Clones in front. It's now 6-5. 1-2 pitch. Lugo hits this one off the handle of the bat into no man's land. Left center field gap. It's down for a base hit. So a one-out single off the bat of Lugo. Now Omar De Los Santos with still only one away and a runner on. A tough inning so far for Casey Cobb. Now De Los Santos, first pitch to him. Swinging a fly ball on the right side. This could be trouble. Gonzalez in, makes the catch. And the runner Lugo doesn't know that there's only one out. So the relay in, he's doubled up at first base. Lugo thought there were two gone. He was going on contact. Not sure if he thought that ball was going to get down in the gap or whatnot, but either way, the inning is over. But not before Kevin Parada's solo home run puts Brooklyn in front. 6-5 Cyclones as we head to the eighth on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
To the eighth we go from Maimonides Park, Brooklyn 6, Greenville 5 after Kevin Parada's go-ahead solo shot. And now Manny Rodriguez's responsibility to keep it a one-run game in favor of the Cyclones. And for the play-by-play, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you so much, Johnny. So Kevin Parada putting Brooklyn in front. And then the double play, or Lugo, lost track of how many outs there were, closed out the frame. 6-5, Brooklyn in front. And Tyler Miller swings and misses at the first pitch from Manny Rodriguez. It is 0-1. Right-hander works from the third base side of the hill. And the 0-1. And Rodriguez misses down. It's even at 1-1. Miller 1-for-3, singled and stole a base, scored a run. Back in the five-run fourth inning for Greenville. Flied out to left his last time. 1-1 for Manny. Fouled back into the left. It is 1-2. So much-needed Parada power, providing Brooklyn the lead after a fellow catcher and Drake Osborne tied the game an inning prior. The kick, the 1-2 pitch, sails high, and it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2, and Miller takes down and in. It's full 3 balls and 2 strikes. The payoff pitch outside for ball four. So from a 1-2 count to a walk, and the leadoff man is on for the drive in the top of the eighth inning. So a tying run on, go-ahead run coming to the plate in the form of Eduardo Lopez, 0-for-2 with a walk. That was his last at-bat in the fifth. Gray skies up above, but maybe clear. If you took away all the smoke, don't know. As Lopez takes high, it's 1-0. Left-hander Eli Ankeny warming up in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. Only left-hander The Cyclones have in their pen. The 1-0 off the plate outside, 2-0. So five straight have missed for Rodriguez. On the drive in business right now in the top of the eighth, trailing by one. Throwback to first, and Miller dives in safely. Greenville, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They have left 5. Brooklyn, 6 runs, 7 hits, an error. They have left 4. The right-hander is 2-0. And there is a strike on the outside edge. And the count 2-1. Top of the 1 o'clock hour in the east, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Brooklyn has jumped back in front, trying to even this series and a win aside. The 1-1, or 2-1 up and away for ball 3. And it's now 3 balls and 1 strike on Eduardo Lopez. Nick Decker, who has been a real thorn for Brooklyn, waiting on deck. And that pitch outside to Lopez, ball 4. So after Rodriguez had retired each of the first 6 batters he faced in order, he's now offered back-to-back walks to start the top of the 8th. And the tying and go-ahead runs are aboard, and that'll be it for Manny Rodriguez tonight. Chris Newell out of the first base dugout. And he will call upon the left-hander Eli Ankeny to make his Maimonides Park debut and try and get the Cyclones out of the top of the 8th with their 1-run lead still intact. It'll be the left-hander against the left-handed swinging Decker when we come back. 2-1. Nobody out in the top of the 8th. Brooklyn leading 6-5 on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, after Manny Rodriguez issues back-to-back walks to start the top of the 8th, Chris Newell goes to his bullpen. Eli Ankeny is the new pitcher in the game. The lefty arm on with runners on first and second, and nobody out. Brooklyn trying to cling on to this 1-run lead in the 8th here, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. It'll be the left-hander Ankeny to face the lefty swinging Nick Decker. 2-1, nobody out. And the first pitch to Decker is taken for a called strike. It is 0-1. Ankeny made his Cyclones debut in Game 1 of Saturday's doubleheader in Lakewood, New Jersey. 6 feet tall, 215 pounds, soft ground ball to third. Only play for Gill is to first. That's where he'll get the out. So Decker, in all intents and purposes, a sacrifice bunt on the swinging ground ball to third. And now Miller at third with a tying run. Lopez to second with a go-ahead run. And the infield in for Brooklyn with one out for Alex Arrow. 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored today. Grounded out to second his last time up. Ankeny, 22 years old from Phoenix, Arizona. Left-hander winds and fires. And the first pitch fastball up and away at 88. It is a 1-0. Ankeny was the Mets' final draft pick last year out of Grand Canyon University in Phoenix. 1-0 outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. Ankeny between St. Lucie and Brooklyn this year. This is eighth appearance, 1-0, a spotless ERA. One unearned run on two hits in 11 innings. The 2-0 pitch fouled back towards us. And this one landing right off the window of the audio-visual room to our right. It is 2-1. Ankeny, two walks, 16 strikeouts on the year entering play today. The 2-1. Arrow puts this one in the air to shallow right. We'll see if Miller tries him. De Los Santos makes the catch. Here comes Miller to the plate. The throw, the tag by Osborne, not in time. It's a game-tying sacrifice fly for Alex Arrow. And the drive of tie the game at 6 in the top of the 8th. For Arrow, his 12th RBI of the year. Staying put at second base was Lopez. He remains the go-ahead run. Two out for Kier Meredith. Well, that run will be charged against Rodriguez. Manny's still responsible for the runner at second as well, as Meredith sends it skyward. Osborne, foul ground, first base side. First baseman, E-Step, there they collide. And it was E-Step who caught it. Osborne ends up on the turf, helped up by Mateo Gill. And hopefully everybody all right as the inning is over. A little bit of an adventurous way to record the final out, but the out made it nonetheless. But the drive tied the game thanks to a pair of walks. And one man left at the end of 7.5, tied at 6 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Not the best day air quality-wise, but it's been an entertaining ball game nonetheless. Brooklyn and Greenville tied at 6 as we move to the bottom of the 8th inning. Jalen Palmer, Chase Estep, Mateo Gill, the 3 to face Casey Cobb. And the right-hander's first pitch pulled on the ground at 3rd. Nice pick by Jordan to his left. And he'll make the easy toss to 1st to retire Palmer for the first out of the 8th inning. Jalen hit it well, 102.5 miles an hour, but right at the third baseman. One away. Now Chase Estep, 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts so far. Some final lines for Maceo Campbell. 2/3 of an inning, 3 runs all earned on 1 hit. First pitch to Estep popped straight up in the infield. Third baseman Jordan calling for it behind the pitcher's mound. And then that bright red mitt makes the catch. So far in the inning, 2 pitches and 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th inning. Brings up Mateo Gill, has doubled, been hit by a pitch, and scored a run tonight. Campbell a walk, 2 strikeouts, gave up the game tying home run and hit a batter. 28 pitches, 14 strikes for Manny Rodriguez. Firing from the right-hander on the inside half, it's 0-1. Rodriguez, 2 innings, a run, no hits, 2 walks, a strikeout. Through 29 pitches and 16 strikes. The right-hander's 0-1, and a breaking ball in, it's 0-2. Looking ahead of the ninth, Greenville will have the top of their lineup due up. against the southpaw Ankeny. Tied at six here from Brooklyn. The 0-2 pitch. And Gill, a check swing foul ball again off the window of our AV room to our right. And an audible ouch coming from our buddy Rick and the PA microphone. Thankfully, they've got glass in front of him, Ricky Viola, our official scorer. Thankfully, that glass not shattering either. The 0-2 fouled back again and remains at 0-2. Gill, son of longtime big leaguer Benji, trying to spark a two-out rally for Brooklyn in the eighth. The 0-2 pitch fouled again to the checkerboard screen. Cobb, part of his third straight season in Greenville, made six relief outings for the club in 2021, made 33 appearances last year, also had a brief hiatus in Double-A. As Gill takes in the dirt, it's one ball and two strikes. Cobb out of the University of Alabama, signed with the Red Sox as a minor league free agent in June of 2020. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Foul tip into the glove of Arrow for strike three. And Cobb works at a scoreless 1-2-3, bottom of the eighth. To the ninth, another tie game entering the ninth inning, second straight day. We've seen that here on Coney Island, tied at six on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Eli Ankeny back to the mound, top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn and Greenville still tied at six. Max Ferguson, Edinson, Paulino, Blaze Jordan. Three due up in the inning of four, the Red Sox affiliate. Another game going to be decided in the team's final at-bat here at Maimonides Park. It's been a common occurrence, not just in this series, but throughout the first two-plus months of the season. Lefty-lefty matchup, and the first pitch to Ferguson is outside for ball one. Max 0 for 4, fly to left back in the sixth his last trip. 1-0, and Ferguson in the air right side, out is the second baseman Smith, in and to his left, De Los Santos calls for it, leaps for it, and makes a catch right at the edge of his mitt for the out. That ball did not end up in a advantageous spot on De Los Santos' mitt, but able to squeeze it nonetheless for the first out of the ninth. One away for Edinson Paulino. Has a two RBI double to his name today. And he takes a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Paulino 1-for-4. Ankeny sets with a minor cross step towards first, the 0-1. And that sails high. It's 1-1. Brooklyn will have 8-9-1. Osborne, Smith, and Ramirez due up in the bottom of the ninth. Ankeny trying to keep the game tied, the 1-1. Off the plate away. And it moves to 2-1. The lefty is 2-1. And this is a ground ball back up the middle. Fielded by Lugo playing up the middle. And he'll make the toss on Estep for the second out. Two down in the ninth. Now Blaze Jordan 0 for 3 with a walk in his first plate appearance. Mentioned earlier, one other afternoon game in the South Atlantic League today. That game now underway at a 1 o'clock start time in Bowling Green. Winston-Salem a 1-0 lead. As Jordan swings and taps one off the end of the bat to third. Fielded by Gill. And one third baseman retires the other as Brooklyn sits down Greenville in order in the ninth. Ankeny needed just 7 pitches. To the bottom of the ninth we go. Brooklyn trying to walk it off for the fifth time this year. Osborne, Smith, Ramirez due up, tied at 6 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5 gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Alex Hoppe, new arm in the game for the drive in the bottom of the ninth. Osborne, Smith, Ramirez. 3-2 up. Brooklyn needs a run to win it. Trying to walk it off for the fifth time this year. Brooklyn has picked up at least one walk-off win in each of the first four homestands of the year. Righty against righty, and the first pitch to Drake. Hit on the ground at third. Ricochets off the waist of Jordan towards short, and Paulino doesn't have a play. Drake Osborne, first pitch swinging. It's a hot shot ground ball that Jordan couldn't reel in. 103 miles an hour off the bat. A base hit for Osborne, and the winning run is on. One batter into the home ninth. Hoppy, making his 18th appearance, 1-1, a 4.43 ERA. 20 hits and 20 in a third innings. The first pitch to DeAndre Smith fouled straight back. It's 0-1. Hoppy, 12 walks, 29 strikeouts. In 20 and a third innings, a 2.53 opponent average. Has not allowed a run in each of his last four appearances. Works on the third base side of the hill. His 0-1. And Smith deep down the right field line, but foul. And it's 0-2. Final line for the right-hander Casey Cobb. A run on 2 hits and 2 in a third innings. No walk, struck out 2. Gave up the home run to Parada. Threw 25 pitches and 21 strikes. The 0-2. Smith, a line drive, right field sinking fast. Unable to make the play in the air. Throw to second base, and the scoop can't be made by Paulino. DeAndre Smith has his first hit of the night. The runner at first, Osborne, had to hold up just in case Gonzalez made the sliding catch. Gonzalez trapped it on a hop. Has a good arm out there in right field. Had the throw been picked at second by Paulino, they probably get Osborne. But instead, it's a base hit, and Brooklyn has the winning run in scoring position. Two on, nobody out for Alex Ramirez. 0 for 2, and he takes a strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. Ramirez has walked twice, stolen two bags, and scored twice. Ramirez already has one walk-off winner this year. That came against Wilmington. The 0-1, and Ramirez fooled on the pitch down and away. It's 0-2. Kevin Parada, the DH, waiting on deck. Chase Estep walked it off on opening day, a bases-loaded free pass. Ramirez had the walk-off base hit off the left field wall against Wilmington in late April. Omar De Los Santos had a walk-off RBI single against Aberdeen in early May. And then it was Jose Mena with the walk-off double against Winston-Salem on a Friday night in early June. The 0-2 pitch, and Ramirez stays alive. Osborne at second. He's the winning run. Smith, who singled, is at first. The 0-2 from Hoppy. Ramirez line drive. Base hit center field. Osborne's first step was back to second, so he'll only advance to third. Throw in, cut off behind the mound by Miller. Osborne had to hold up to make sure that ball got through. Chris Newell talking to him over at third base. And Brooklyn, three straight singles to start the ninth. Have the winning run 90 feet away. And here comes Kevin Parada. Parada, a go-ahead solo home run in the bottom of the seventh inning before Greenville tied it in the eighth. Infield in, first pitch to KP is low for ball one. Brooklyn coming into play today have had 10 of their 51 games decided in a walk-off, almost 20%. The 1-0, Parada line drive, right center field, and this one is over. Kevin Parada, a walk-off RBI single to right center field after a go-ahead home run in the seventh. Parada does it again in the ninth. Your final score here on an education day at Maimonides Park, the Brooklyn Cyclones 7 and the Greenville Drive 6. The fifth walk-off win for Brooklyn in 2023. They have already surpassed their total from last season. Five walk-off wins in five homestands for Brooklyn this year. The latest hero, Kevin Parada, the Mets' first-round pick from last June. What a way for this one to end for Brooklyn. Four straight singles in the bottom of the ninth inning. Osborne, Smith, Ramirez, and then Parada as the Cyclones celebrate another walk-off victory here on Coney Island. With the win, Brooklyn improving to 23-29. Greenville dropping to 29-24 with the defeat. And what a day it was here on Coney Island. Hazy skies and all. Brooklyn able to emerge victorious here on this Wednesday afternoon. Eli Ankeny will pick up the win. Congratulations to Eli, his first win as a Cyclone, the second win of his professional career. Alex Hoppe will take the loss for the drive today. He falls to 1-2. Johnny Gadamowicz making his way over, going to try and secure Kevin Parada, our player of the game today. What a day here on Coney Island. Waiting for Johnny Gadamowicz down on the field. And there's KP. And with Brooklyn celebrating the victory, let's send it down to the field and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Yeah. When you had a big day as well, obviously with a three-run home run, how would you guys sort of bounce ideas off each other, both being catchers this year?
Just working together. I mean, our team,
how did this compare to the Chad Big Cloud Fox from back in the summer ball?
This one is a little harder for you, so a little bit.
All right, we're going to have Jeff Carrano, walk-off hero, as Roman takes inside. Thank you, Jeff.
Big thank you for Kevin Parada joining Johnny down on the field. We'll take a break. We come back. The recap report is next. Happy recap. Brooklyn walks it off 7-6 here against Greenville. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way right here from Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Nothing like a happy recap on a Wednesday afternoon. Kevin Parada, the hero, as the Brooklyn Cyclones defeat the Greenville Drive by a final of 7-6. Justin Rock back with you here from Maimonides Park. A thrilling W today. Johnny Gadamowicz back up along press level as well as the Cyclones come away with the win today. Johnny talking down on the field with Kevin Parada. What was your vantage point down on the field for that very exciting ninth inning and getting to talk with a very damp Kevin Parada?
Yeah, very exciting. Parada himself obviously enjoying a very nice day. What did he finish? 3-for-5 on the day, I want to say, with obviously the go-ahead homer and then playing walk-off hero in the bottom of the ninth. But, yeah, he said, you know, he's always very cool, calm, and collected. Said feeling good, you know, just going up there, looking for a pitch to hit. And, of course, I had to ask him how these conditions compare to going back to his Cape Cod days when he was on the Chatham Anglers, who were that veterans field in Chatham, Massachusetts. It's famous for the fog rolling in. So I asked him how that compared to this. He said, a little tougher to breathe in this. But all things considered, a very nice day at the office for Mr. Parada and a very big win for the Cyclones.
A great one. 5 home series this year, 5 walk-off wins, 1 in each for the Cyclones so far this year. Let's take you through the game that was here this afternoon. Couple of right-handers squaring off at the start. Yoander Suarez was going up against the righty Isaac Coffey. And Brooklyn wasted no time getting on the scoreboard. In the bottom of the first inning, Brooklyn put their bats to good use. Alex Ramirez walked, stole second base after Parada lined to left and William Lugo struck out. It was Omar De Los Santos at the dish with a chance to give the Cyclones the game's first run. Three homers, 16 runs driven in. Righty's first pitch, and De Los Santos a line drive into left field for a base hit. Here comes Ramirez around third, nearly stumbles, but stays upright and will touch home to score the game's first run. It's an RBI single for Omar De Los Santos, his 17th RBI of the season, and Brooklyn has a 1-0 first inning lead. That RBI single by Omar De Los Santos put Brooklyn on the board. It was 1-0. Stayed that way until the third with one out. Alex Ramirez walked again. After Kevin Parada lined to right, Ramirez stole yet another base, moved himself into scoring position, and gave William Lugo an opportunity to add to the lead.
2-2 runner goes. It's a chopper on the left side, and it's through for a base hit. Ramirez in to score easily. An RBI single off the bat of William Lugo. And Brooklyn doubles its lead. It's 2-0 in the third.
That RBI single by William Lugo giving Brooklyn a 2-0 advantage. And somehow it's getting even more dystopian here in Brooklyn now that the game has ended. Just took a photo. And it looks like the sky is gold mixed in with all this smoke and haze. What a wild, wild weather day here on Coney Island, but it was 2-0 Brooklyn after three, but the drive in the top of the fourth making a big impact as they sent all nine batters to the plate. Brian Gonzalez led off the inning with a double. He would go to third on a base hit by Tyler Miller after Eduardo Lopez struck out. A balk allowed Gonzalez to score, gave Miller second base. Miller would then steal third before the next pitch could be thrown, and then he scored on Nick Decker's RBI double to right, tied it at two. Alex Arrow then walked. Kier Meredith singled to center. So that reloaded the bases with one out after Max Ferguson struck out. A pitching change. And then Edinson Paulino had a two-run double to right. That made it a 5-2 ball game. An error allowed a run to score from Nick Decker. And so it was a 5-2 drive lead at the end of four innings. Remained a 5-2 affair until the bottom of the sixth, and that's when Brooklyn was able to draw even with one out. Jalen Palmer walked and stole second after Chase Estep struck out. Mateo Gill was plunked on a 3-2 pitch, and then Drake Osborne stepped in with a chance to tie the game. Johnny Gadamowicz, runner goes. Osborne hits it in the air down the left field line towards the pole. It's gone! Drake Osborne sneaks it inside the left field fair foul pole, and we are tied at five here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 98.7 miles an hour off the bat. 329 feet, his third homer of the year. RBI 7, 8, and 9. And Brooklyn has come back to tie the game on the home run by Osborne. And that'll do it for the right-hander Maceo Campbell on this Wednesday afternoon. So that three-run home run by Osborne tied the game at 5. In the seventh, Brooklyn would jump back in front with one out. After Alex Ramirez grounded out to third, Kevin Parada fell behind the count 1-2, but did not allow that to impact his performance at the plate.
Designated hitter. Defense playing straight up, the 1-2. Parada flares it in the air. Left center field gap, back towards the wall, and it's out of here. Kevin Parada puts Brooklyn in front. A solo shot. It's 6-5. That ball got out of here in a hurry. Didn't look as if it had enough initially, but it just kept going and going and going, and Brooklyn is in the lead.
Like the Energizer Bunny there, Johnny, 101.1 off the bat, 343 feet. That home run from Kevin Parada gave Brooklyn a 6-5 advantage, but Greenville would tie it in the top of the eighth. Tyler Miller walked. Then Eduardo Lopez walked after a pitching change. Nick Decker grounded out to third. That moved runners to second and third. And then Alex Arrow, a sac fly to right, tied the game at six. But that would be as close as Greenville would get the rest of the way, as in the bottom of the ninth, Brooklyn ended up a walk-off winner. Drake Osborne started the inning with an infield single to third. He advanced to second on the dunked single to right by DeAndre Smith. After Alex Ramirez smacked a base hit up the middle, it was Kevin Parada again with a chance to be the hero. Brooklyn coming into play today have had 10 of their 51 games decided in a walk-off, almost 20%. The 1-0, Parada line drive, right center field, and this one is over. Kevin Parada, a walk-off RBI single to right center field after a go-ahead home run in the seventh. Parada does it again in the ninth. Your final score here on an education day at Maimonides Park. The Brooklyn Cyclones 7 and the Greenville Drive 6. The fifth walk-off win for Brooklyn in 2023. They have already surpassed their total from last season. That walk-off base hit by Kevin Parada, our House Potato Chips play of the game. House Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. With the win, Brooklyn, as we said, improving to 23-29. Greenville dropping to 29-24. Winning pitcher Eli Ankeny, he improves to 1-0. No runs, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts in two innings. Has faced 12 batters in the South Atlantic League. He has retired 12 batters in the South Atlantic League. Alex Hoppe, the loss, he drops to 1-2. Gave up a run on four hits, no walks, no Ks. Did not record an out. Final line score, Greenville 6 runs, 6 hits, no errors, they left 6. Brooklyn 7 runs, 11 hits, an error, they left 7. Final time of game this afternoon, 2 hours and 26 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 6,397. Take a look at the out-of-town scores before we say goodbye on this Wednesday afternoon. Top of the third in Bowling Green, the dash and the hot rods are tied at 1. Cole Seamus against J.J. Goss. Everything else, 6:30 tonight, Greensboro hosting Wilmington. Hickory is in Rome at 7 o'clock. At 7:05, Jersey Shore hosting Hudson Valley. Tyrone Yulee will start for the Renegades. And Aberdeen hosts Asheville at 7:05. Gene Pinto against A.J. Blueball. Brooklyn Cyclones, obviously the big winner today. Looking at the rest of the Mets affiliate scoreboard, Mets will be in Atlanta at 7:20. Max Scherzer against Charlie Morton. Triple-A Syracuse were supposed to play an Education Day game today. They moved their start time back to 6:35. We'll see if they play today. Their game was postponed because of the smoky haze yesterday. Double-A Binghamton in Reading at 7 o'clock. Jose Chacin expected to make the start there. Single-A St. Lucie at home against Daytona at 6:10 tonight. Reds affiliate and the Florida Complex League. Mets trailing on the road to the Cardinals 4-0 right now, moving to the top of the seventh inning. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say goodbye on this Wednesday afternoon. Top of the fourth in Pittsburgh, A's a 7-1 lead on the Pirates. Hobie Harris on the hill for the A's. Padres host the Mariners at 4:10. Michael Wacha against George Kirby. Tigers in Philadelphia taking on the Phillies. Reese Olson against former Met Zach Wheeler. 6:10, Marlins hosting the Royals. Edward Cabrera against Jordan Lyles, who is 0-9 on the year. Twins in Tampa taking on the Rays at 6:40. Pablo Lopez against Sean Armstrong. Nationals host the Diamondbacks at 7:05. Patrick Corbin against Zach Davies. Yankees will host the White Sox at 7:05. Lance Lynn against Randy Vasquez. Astros in Toronto at 7:07. Ronel Blanco against former Met Chris Bassett. Guardians host the Red Sox at 7:10. Tanner Bibee against Cutter Crawford. Former Cyclone Noah Syndergaard will start for the Dodgers in Cincinnati today. Brandon Williamson, the rookie, will get the ball for the Reds. 7:40, Brewers and the Orioles. Corbin Burns against Dean Kramer. Cardinals in Texas to take on the Rangers at 8:05. Jack Flaherty against John Gray. Rockies host the Giants at 8:40. Connor Siebold against Logan Webb. And the Angels will host the Cubs at 9:38. Jaime Barria against Jameson Taillon. Our series continues tomorrow evening, back to a regularly scheduled 7 o'clock first pitch. It'll be Jeffrey Colon, fresh off his first win of the year. He'll get the ball, 1-2, a 6.37 ERA. He'll go against the right-hander Hunter Dobbins, 3-1. A 3.21 earned run average. Johnny and I will hit the airwaves at 6:45 tomorrow night, leading up to our 7 p.m. first pitch right here from Maimonides Park, our Pride Night celebration. First 1,500 fans get a special Pride Cyclones jersey. You can also purchase our Pride Cap ticket package that is only available through that ticket package purchase. So log on to BrooklynCyclones.com to secure your tickets and your Pride package today. That'll do it for us here on this Wednesday. Again, Brooklyn winning in walk-off style 7-6 over Greenville. For our entire ownership group with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, our General Manager Kevin Mahoney, our Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Coney Island. Again, your final score, the Cyclones 7 and the Drive 6. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday afternoon and evening, everybody. Stay safe and so long.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.